Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to an encore presentation of Living Smart and Well, the best of Inez Bracey. Inez is currently traveling the world, and each week she will keep you up to date on her adventures when she lets you know where in the world is Inez at the beginning of each show. We hope you enjoy this encore presentation of Living Smart and Well. And now, here is Inez Bracey.
Good afternoon. This is Inez with Where in the World is Inez. I am in Subic Bay, Freeport Zone, Philippines, having a ball. This is just an amazing week because it is Holy Week here, and the celebrations, the foods, everything, services in the different churches are simply amazing, and I am having a ball. They also have floats that represent all the stations of the cross, and they have a parade. That was one of the most awe-inspiring and beautiful parades that I have ever seen. It was totally engrossing for me to notice the behaviors and the reverence that people have here for the stations of the cross and for God, for Jesus, for this whole Easter week. Totally, totally fantastic. I have been meeting some more. I call them my angels, these people who I'm meeting and coming into my life. And they just are the nicest people that I could ever imagine meeting. For instance, just the other day I was at the mall, and I got there a little bit early, and just as I got there, another lady walked up. It hadn't opened yet, so we were standing there chatting, and she was sharing with me that she lives here in the Philippines, but she has five sisters living abroad. And as we continued our conversation, I told her that I was going for an extension on my visa that day, and she says, oh, well, I will take you. Oh, and I said, well, oh, no, 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 because she's a physician. And I knew she had an appointment because she'd already said that. She says, no worry, this is in the Philippines. This lady, Dr. Menchi, took me to immigration, stayed with me while I got my visa extended, and I got it immediately, did not have any of the horror stories that I have heard. I was in and out within less than an hour, and I got my extension for 30 days. So I'm going to be in the Philippines for another 30 days. Woohoo! That is so exciting. I'm still taking my Chinese cooking lessons. If you have visited my Facebook page, you saw me making dumplings with my friend Wong. Wong and her husband Sakata are absolutely, it's just a fabulous couple. And it's interesting when the three of us are together, especially because he's Japanese, she's Chinese, and of course I'm American. So we do a lot of charades and miming, but we have great conversations and we end up understanding each other. So I have discovered that being willing to stay in the moment, being willing to understand, to accept and allow, and to be understood brings about a whole new level of intimacy in conversations, because now we are really understanding and having these great conversations. I am now in a different hotel. I was at the Grand Hoya, and they had sold out for the rest of the week. So now I am at the Subic Bay International Hotel, one that I do not recommend, and I will get into that on my Facebook page and in my blog. It is such an awesome experience to be here, to walk on the water and to just see all of the different people. And right now it is crowded with people because of Holy Week. I am having a great time, enjoying myself, and I wish you the same. I am wishing all my listeners a happy Easter. Hope that it was happy for you, that you did everything that you intended to do, and joy was your ultimate experience. This is Inez. Don't forget to visit me on Facebook, facebook.com/inez.bracey. And to visit me on Twitter, follow me on Twitter. That is twitter.com/InezBracey. And if you are listening to this on iTunes, be sure to like us. We would appreciate it. I'll be back again next week with another Where in the World is Inez? Go out and create a fantabulous week. Are you ready to pamper yourself with luxury that is within reach? As a loyal listener, you can now get cash back, rebates of up to 30%, and discounts up to 60% while shopping at over 1,100 of your favorite stores. You deserve it. Let yourself go wild at loveloyaltysuperstore.com, where paying retail price is a thing of the past. I've experienced this fabulous internet savings mall and highly recommend it to you. Be sure to visit loveloyaltysuperstore.com to enjoy shopping in a whole new way at loveloyaltysuperstore.com.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Inez Bracey Show, Living Smart and Well, brought to you weekly at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Today, as I promised, we're going to be talking about stress and the use of essential oils. And one of the reasons I thought about stress, and it's not just for adults that stress occurs during the summer and many times throughout the year, but it seems like in summertime we have so many additional things coming to us that the heat and everything else put upon us can cause us to be stressed out. I remember as a child growing up on the farm, I had city cousins. And during the summer, my aunt and uncle would send down my city cousins to experience being on the farm with us. Well, that caused us to be stressed because they wanted to do everything, and all we wanted to do was try to hide from work. But what was work for us wasn't work for them. They thought it was play. So if you've ever lived on a farm, you know there's a lot of stuff to get done, especially in the summertime. So if you are having your city cousins come in, or if you are the city cousin going down to visit, think about this. This is my cousin's work. They live here all the time. Let me just enjoy being with them, working with them, and just having a lot of fun. Think about that. And then, of course, for the parents and the aunties and the uncles who are having these children come into the house, that's why we're going to talk to you today about essential oils, because it makes a whole bunch of difference how the energy in the house flows and everything else. Now, let me talk a little bit about the history of essential oils, being the oldest and some of the most powerful therapeutic agents known to man. They span centuries of use in healing, therapy, and religious rituals throughout the ancient world. Now, I was talking to a lady the other night about an event that I'm having on Wednesday night here at the Mind Body Spirit Center with the essential oils. And she says, oh, I thought that was all woo-woo. No, no, no. This is the real deal. When we look at the essential oils, we can talk about the ancient Egyptians. We can talk about the birth of Christ. In fact, in the Judeo-Christian and Muslim religious texts, they talk repeatedly about frankincense, myrrh, lotus, sandalwood oils, all of these things, clove and lemon. These were used in the rituals of embalming. They were used in antiseptics. They were used for calming and being aromatic in bathhouses. It is so amazing when we think about it. So as we are talking about the essential oils today, I want you to think about the opportunity of having an organic, certified pure therapeutic oil that you can use topically, internally, and or aromatically to find that you can heal yourself, relieve your stress, and have the lifestyle and the summer that you desire. I have with me today Dr. C.J. Sugita Jackson. He is an herbalist, nutritionist, does know all about the oil. He is fabulous. C.J., are you with me?
I'm with you, Missy.
Excellent, excellent. And I wanted to talk about stress today, as I said in my intro, because so many things are happening in the summertime. And
yes,
we can agree that stress does cause internally, not just in the mind and in the head, but stress is a reaction to abnormal situations, outside environment, internal stress, physical or emotional changes. And with the summertime, we have a lot of that happening all the time. So,
well, we're realizing a little bit, too, with the with stress is that it really creates inflammation in the body. It creates a biochemical reaction in the body where we start overproducing things like cortisol that really start creating a lot of physical health issues later down the line.
Excellent. I'm so happy you mentioned that because I know cortisol is one of the things that women, and I'm sure men too, we've been hearing so much about that and how when we have so much of it and women are having so many heart attacks and stuff because of that.
Yes, that is very, very true. And what we want to do is try to get people into situations. You mentioned the farm earlier, and I think it's funny. I grew up on a farm as well. And you want to talk about a lot of work. You were saying a lot of work. But we also had a lot of fun, and we did things that you just can't do in the city. You know, four-wheeler rides through the pastures, you know, and horseback riding and watermelon. You couldn't come around our house during the summer without having a watermelon somewhere. So, I mean, there was a lot of fun things over the summer, too, and we always found ways of relieving the stress that way, along with the work, of course, that's there. And believe it or not, I was the city cousin that always went to the farm after we moved away. So so I got both sides of that coin.
yeah.
But you had mentioned, when you were talking about stress, you know, the essential oils are amazing. And, you know, last time I was on your show, I really enjoyed it, and we did talk about the internal uses at that point really more. But specifically for stress, we're going to look at using them more topically and aromatically. Close your eyes for a minute and just start to look at an orange, see an orange in your mind's eye, and then start connecting all the rest of your senses with that, the sense of the smell, the taste, how it feels in your hand. And when you do that, you really get that sense of an uplifting mood. It's that beautiful, bright orange color. It's very uplifting. The smell is very energizing and invigorating, which is why we have it in a lot of soap blends and all. So these are the kind of things that the aromatic qualities and the topical qualities of these actually really start to bring us back. It helps with connecting with memory, if that makes sense.
It helps with what? Say that again, please.
With memory, memory recall. So we're memory recalling some enjoyable times when we start smelling some of these things.
Okay.
You sense that? Do you feel that?
Yes.
When you think of an orange, what do you sense? What do you feel?
I think of Christmas.
Christmas.
Because,
happy time.
Yeah, I think of Christmas because at Christmas time, we always got lots of fruit, and orange was my favorite thing to get at Christmas. And we would peel them, and we'd have the smell of orange throughout the house, and then have the juice running all down, and Daddy having to wipe our face to get the juice off. And
yeah.
It was...
That's wonderful.
Amazing.
But it's a very uplifting and positive experience that you can usually connect with something like that or that smell. And the great thing about utilizing the oils is that they're pure and natural. They're not a synthesized fragrance. And so you're really getting the peel in that oil versus of an orange versus a synthetic version of, you know. And I think that's really what it is. Plus, there's a lot of science. There's actually a website called aromaticscience.com, and they are, it actually just went up, I believe, last month, and it has a lot of great information on there of the science, not just the, what you were saying earlier, the woo-woo that people think, but the actual science behind utilizing these oils and how they actually work on a deep cellular level. And I think that's important for us to think about when utilizing for healing.
Let's talk a little bit today about the deep cellular level, because we're so accustomed to not even thinking about how our body operates. We just move and take whatever they tell us to take and hope that we feel better. What is so important in about this essential oil and the deep cellular level? How does that impact us?
Your cells are oil-based, and a lot of the supplementation, antibiotics, things like that are water-based. When we take them, you know, oil and water don't always mix. So we don't always actually benefit from the antibiotic or the drug that we're taking or the supplement. But these particular oils are obviously oil-based, and oil blends with oil. And so it can actually get into the cell membrane, into the nucleus, and blend with the cells there and actually break them up. We had a gentleman who, Dr. Hill, and he actually went in and had them take a picture of his cell the way they were when he first walked in the door, and they were all very tightly put together. He went in and they massaged some oil on his feet. Within 30 seconds, it had hit the bloodstream, and within 30 minutes, it had dispersed through the entire body, all the cells in the body. And they took another picture 30 minutes later, and you could see that they were all free-flowing, free-moving again. And it's just an amazing thing when you see that happen, knowing that these oils have that kind of connection, because they can actually get in on that cellular level. They can get into that oil-bathed cell.
Now, wait a minute, CJ. You said they put it on his feet.
Correct. Put it on his feet.
And why would one put oil on their feet?
Well, you know, even in the Bible, they said that they would always clean your feet, and then they would put oil on your feet, usually frankincense. And that was if you were a guest in a house or something like that, and that was to honor you. But it also had a healing property to it, too. The pores on your feet are actually the largest pores in your body. They're also connected, your feet. I know you've heard of reflexology. On the feet, there are reflexology points on the feet that directly coincide with certain areas of the body, organs or muscles or something like that. And so by massaging and taking these oils and putting them in, you're actually getting them in on a cellular level through the body, and it's going to directly connect with its reflexology point, which is fantastic.
Wow.
Of course. Now that's topically, of course, and then there's also the aromatic, which is actually inhaling it and allowing it to go in that way through a diffuser. And one thing I do want to mention about the diffusers, you never want to use those heated candle diffusers because that actually kills the enzymes and all the medicinal property of the plant when you heat it. So you don't want to do that. There are several diffusers out there now that use a vibrational process that will actually let the aromatic come out through a cold steam process.
I'm so happy you mentioned that because the heated ones are very, very popular. So,
yes.
But with these essential oils, in order to keep them whole and pure and get the benefit of it, it's important that they don't get that heat in them, right?
Yes, absolutely. Even when you're cooking with them, you have to put them in a carrier oil that has a much higher smoking point so it doesn't kill all the property in the oil. And a lot of times I tell people, cook your food and then take the oil that you've infused with your essential oil and then just kind of drizzle that over and toss it. So that way you're still getting all the benefit because you haven't really heated the oil up.
That's a novel idea. I like it. Now, we talked about stress. Let's talk a little bit about some of the oils that we have in doTERRA. Now,
yeah.
There are other oils that you can use. I am a doTERRA distributor, and so is CJ. And that is why we talk about doTERRA, in addition to it being, I believe, the only certified pure therapeutic-grade oil that we have.
Correct.
Okay, let's talk about some of the oils that we can use to relieve stress.
Well, we know about, you know, lavender, everybody's heard about for anxiety and stress, and that is a great one. We were just at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel, and we put a blend of lavender and orange essential oil in their water, and everybody there loved it. And the one thing we heard several times was, wow, I feel really invigorated but relaxing time. And I said, well, that, you know, we have that blend of that citrus oil with that lavender. And so lavender is kind of a staple for that. I have a young lady who actually now massages lavender oil on the bottom of her children's feet. Both of them have ADD, and she massages it on the bottom of their feet to help them sleep at night. And then she puts peppermint on them in the morning to help them focus. And she said it's been a big difference for her from utilizing these. But we have some wonderful blends, such as citrus bliss.
Wait a minute. Before we go any further, you said you lavender and orange in some water. What did they do? They wash their hands with it or did they drink it?
No, they drink it. Yeah, they actually drink it. They We put a few drops. They have the little water station. And so we put some in there with some fresh orange slices, of course. And you can go around. They also did a cilantro lime with our cilantro and lime essential oils. We also did a lemon and basil together, which was fantastic. So it's amazing. You can have some fun with them, too, while actually giving yourself some healing property.
Okay, I cut you off. Now let's go back to the blends that you were going to talk about.
Oh, sure. So we have Citrus Bliss, which is our invigorating blend, and that is blended with wild orange and lemon and grapefruit and mandarin and bergamot and tangerine and clementine. You can see there's a lot of citrus in there, why we call it Citrus Bliss. And then a hint of vanilla. So it's just a very invigorating, uplifting blend. There's also Elevation, which is the one we consider the joyful blend, which has lavender and tangerine and elemi, lemon, myrtle, melissa, ylang ylang, which I love ylang ylang, osmanthus and sandalwood, all of which are great and very flawlessly effective and immediate, specifically for lifting the mood, you know, bringing more happy spirit in. A real popular blend is the Entune, which is the one specifically for focus and, once again, uplifting. And that one comes in a little roll-on that you can roll on your temples. And then we also have Serenity, which is great for meditation and a calming blend. And that one is a blend of Roman chamomile and ylang ylang, vanilla, sandalwood, sweet marjoram, lavender. All of those great for relaxation and helping you to calm down and to sleep. So those are some of the wonderful blends that we have that actually help with elevating the mood, balancing out the anxiety or stress that's in your life. And you can use those all through the diffusers, or you can topically. And you can just put a few on your hand and then just inhale it that way too. So it doesn't have to be expensive at all. And it's still very, very effective when you do that. There's also some great little charms that you can get that you can put the oil blends in that you can inhale throughout the day. So there's some wonderful ways to take them in. But these blends are all specifically focused to help with lifting the mood and helping you to calm the anxiety and stress in your life. That's the biggest focus for them.
Wow. You know what I like, too, about the oils, especially with diffusing? If you're diffusing them in the house, it's going to affect everybody in the house.
Yes.
And if your children are running around and you can't get them to just take a moment to breathe and you start to diffusing these oils, you will notice all of a sudden they start to calm down a little bit. They want to take a break. They want to sit down. And I'm not saying make the children comatose. I'm not saying that because these are children at all. And you want them to play, but sometimes just to have them sit for 5 minutes or just to calm down a tad, I think that is awesome. And they enjoy the smell, too. Children notice smells, and they are first to say, oh, this smells good, or I don't like that smell. So I think that also, especially with diffusing, that's a great thing. You will also notice if you're working in offices, if you just put a little diffuser by your desk and it takes over the whole office, other people will notice, too, and you'll start noticing a change in your colleagues because they are also getting the benefit from what you're doing.
That's true. In the office area, I always suggest either the, not really the Serenity because it you don't want everybody to go to sleep in there, but but Balance is a great one, to put in there to diffuse in the office, as well as the Citrus Bliss or Elevation. Those are all the wonderful ones that you can actually do that help and lifting the spirits and keeping things positive in the office or in the home. But now if you're looking to calm things down, you're right, the Serenity, Lavender, those kind of things. And the kids love the diffusers because of the cold steam that comes out. They think it looks like a spaceship or something, I want one of those. So they get that wonderful smell. They get the benefit of the oil. They also, that visual for them is amazing, too.
Awesome. And now we have about 5 minutes left. Now, give me an example. I know I have a friend who has really, really, really severe migraines. What would be something that we could suggest? I know she's listening to my show. What would be something that you could suggest for her?
There's a couple of things. One, we need to make sure that she's taking in plenty of water, and it's not just plain water, but water that actually is helping to hydrate all the cells in the body. Also, we have a blend, Past Tense, and I keep Past Tense with me all the time. That blend has wintergreen and lavender and peppermint and frankincense, cilantro, marjoram, Roman chamomile, basil, and rosemary. But all those help. You roll it on your temples, the middle of your forehead, and the back of your neck, and usually within 9-10 minutes or so, your headache has subsided. So that's another thing that we would suggest to really help with migraine headache. But I've always found that between the oil hitting the cellular level, there is a couple of other things we need to look at when it comes to the migraine, and a lot of times it's due to body dehydration.
Now, you said something, drink plenty of water, and the water that hydrates you. What do you mean by that? I thought all water hydrated you.
If it's a filtered water, and it has not been remineralized with good minerals, then it's going to actually have to take minerals from your bone to actually allow your body to utilize the water, because then it becomes a foreign agent. Your body doesn't know what to do with the water. So it'll start leaching from the bones to put good minerals back in it so that the body can actually utilize the water. Putting just a little pinch of Himalayan salt in it, or real salt brand, which has got plenty of electrolyte-type minerals in it, that will actually help your body be able to utilize it immediately when you drink it.
Huh, that's interesting. I just thought you drank water and you automatically hydrated. That's very interesting to find out that is not always the case. Wow.
Mm-hmm. That is actually the case. So you're better off drinking tap water than filtered water, because tap water, even though it has some bad stuff in it, it also has good stuff in it. But if you're drinking filtered water that hasn't been remineralized, you just filter it through like a Brita filter, for instance. it filters everything out. The filter doesn't know the difference between good or bad minerals and things, so it just filters everything out. So basically you have a dead water there. So you, what you have to do is remineralize the water. And you can do that. There's like great systems out there that have mineral rocks in them. And once it filters down into one space, there's mineral rocks there it sits in, and the water soaks up the good minerals. There's also these solutions that you can put a couple of drops of the really good minerals in. But like I said, you can just put a little pinch of Himalayan salt that has all those minerals in it too in there, stir that and drink it. And that's good electrolyte, and that actually helps the body to rehydrate.
Mm. Okay, now CJ, how can we get in touch? We are coming to the end of our show, so we need to know how to get in touch with you.
You can reach me at 407-982-5509. Or at healingrevolutions.com or at southeastwellnessteam.com.
Okay, healingrevolutions.com, southeastwellnessteam.com, or what's that, 407?
407-982-5509.
And this is CJ now. CJ, I talked a little bit about you being an herbalist and a nutritionist. Give us, in 10 seconds, a little bit about how you work with people on their nutrition.
We customize meal planning programs for each person focusing on their health issues, not on weight loss. And the weight loss actually just becomes a side effect of that.
Awesome. Awesome. So this has been Dr. CJ Sugita Jackson with HealingRevolutions.com, SoutheastWellness.com.
SoutheastWellnessTeam.com.
WellnessTeam.com. And 407-982-5509. This has been the Inez Bracey Show, Living Smart and Well. And I'd love for you to friend me on Facebook, facebook.com/Inez.Bracey, and follow me on Twitter, Inez Bracey. I look forward to seeing you here again next week. Go out and create a fantabulous week.
Remember to go to loveloyaltysuperstore.com, L-O-V-E, LoyaltySuperstore.com today to experience the fun and the joy of shopping from the comfort of your home at 1,100 of your favorite national merchants and receive up to 30% cash rebates and 60% discounts on your purchases at LoveLoyaltySuperstore.com. Be sure to scroll down and download the Cashback Finder at LoveLoyaltySuperstore.com.